It had two elements to it. First of all, it provided that people on mobile home sites couldn't be evicted without a court order. And secondly, it required local authorities to provide accommodation for gypsies and travellers resorting, living in or resorting to their area. And that was the first legislation that had ever covered the subject of gypsies and travellers specifically. And it was, to some extent, successful in providing hundreds of dwellings for gypsies and travellers until the Conservatives repealed it in 1994. My constituency was part of the routes that gypsies used going from London to the hop-picking areas in Kent. And so a lot of them passed through the area. They camped on the A21, which was a major highway through the constituency with big areas along the borders, which would be space for the gypsy caravans. So we were familiar with the problem. We had a gypsy site in St Mary Cray, and it was obviously something that was in the interest of the constituency as well as nationally. I had very good support from the government, particularly from Arthur Skeffington, who was the parliamentary secretary in the Ministry of Housing and Local Government, as it was then. And they put resources into the drafting of the bill and supporting me on committee.